Okay, today is Daf Chaf Vav. We're on Chaf Hem Beis. We got a little bit to cover before we get actually to Chaf Vav. We're on the second line, second wide line, Tana. Okay, so the Mishnah, the Gemara says like this, Tana. Odu Sifale and Rowan, they also added on the following people that are possible to be Edim or Dayanim. Rowan, shepherds, Gaboyim, people that were in charge of the king's treasury, Mochsin, and toll collectors. Roim, Meikarasavar, first they used to think, Akwaiba Alma, who? That once in a while they would let the animals graze in someone else's land. Once in a while. Kivin the Chazu de Kamechavne, since they sort of did it with Kavana, it was part of their, part for the course, right? Vishadu lechatchila, and lechatchila they would let the animals graze in other people's land. Gazri Barabanan. The Rabbanan made Xera, no more Roim can be Edim or Dayanim. Why? Because they're all thieves. Next, Hagabayan. Hagabayan are the king's treasurers. Hagabayan. Vahmochsin, tax collectors, the toll collectors. Meikarasavar, Maidikatsle, Kashakli. They used to think, the Chacham used to think, listen, they're doing their job. They got to collect taxes. What do you want from them? Kivin de Chazu, de Kashakli, Yisera. Then they saw they were milking people. They were taking much more. They're supposed to patzlin who. No more. These people are also off the table to be edim or dayanim. They are also a bunch of thieves. Amar Rava, Roa Shamru, the Roa that we're talking about, Echad Roa Behema. It doesn't make a difference if they're Roa Behema, Behema Daka, the Echad Roa Behema Gasa. It doesn't make a difference what kind of behema it is. Either way, they're going to graze in someone else's field. Miyama Rava Hachi, Rava really said this. Fama Rava, Ro Behema Daka Bet Yisrael. If you're Behema Daka in Israel, Psulin, you know, your puzzle. But Bechutzlar, it's Ksherin. Bechutzlar, it's okay. Ro Behema, why? Because we're more strict than Eretz Yisrael, because we want Eretz Yisrael to grow. So more strict. But Behema Dagasa, I feel better to start Ksherin. Even Eretz Yisrael, it's kosher. So what's Rava talking about? Rava contradicts himself. So he says, Nahahu, Bimagadlim, Itmar. Now that's talking about when you just raise them. If you raise them, but if you're a shepherd, for sure there's more chashash. Hachanai mestabra, that makes sense. Midiktani, because it said, Neman alai shlosha roi bakar. It said, you're allowed to accept upon yourself three of them. My lavla edus, that doesn't mean for edus. Sigmar says, no, that's not a raya. Lo ladina, it's for din. They can I'm not prove to you that's right. Diktani shlosha roi bakar. We're talking about three shepherds. V'i le edus, shlosha lovenly. What do you need three for? Two's enough. Elamai ladina. Really, it must be for din. Now, my ear is shlosha roi bakar. Why do you need? Why did he single out shepherds? Call Beitz Lasa to Lo Gamiri Dinanami. Then three people that don't know the halacha, same business. Why don't you say three plumbers, three tailors? Why did you pick three shepherds? Hachikamar Afilu Hani de Lo Shechichi Biyishuv. You know why? They don't even live here. They don't even hang out here. They're not always here. They're in the fields. They're out. Who knows where? Even them. If you agree, you can make them into your dayanim. Amar Yehuda, stam roe posel, a stam shepherd is posel, stam gabai kosher. A stam gabai is kosher. Listen to the story. Avud Rabzera, Avud Givusa, Tles Ashnin. He was the gabai for 13 years from the king, from the Goyisha king. Ki havi asi reish nahara lamasa, when the prince, the king, whatever, was coming to visit the town. And he was under taxing the town. This Rabavu's father. Why? Because he was big tzaddik. He was under taxing the town. So he realized the jig is up. The king's coming to the town finally. So Kiyavichazi Rabbanan, when he saw Rabbanan, Amalei, he would tell them, Leich imi babachadarecha. Go hide. Go hide. Kiyavichazi inchi demasa. When he saw regular townspeople, we're telling them to go hide, would not help. Why? Because they're going to think that some monkey business is going on. Right? Why are you telling me to hide? So Amar, he told them, Amar, Rejnaira Asalamasa, the king's coming, the idna nachis abba lapumbra ubra lapum abba, and they're gonna kill fathers to sons and sons to fathers. In other words, if they find out that we have more people in the town than I told them, they're going to start taxing us to death. So that worked. That worked. Whenever you talk about money, that works. People hear about money, it's like the census. People want to undercount, they overcount, they undercount. Same thing's going on over here. So I got a letter yesterday from the Census Bureau that I'm going to be getting the census. How much kind of waste of money is that? I got a letter that said, I'm going to be getting it. What kind of waste of money? The census said to 300 million people, I'm sending you a letter that you're going to be getting it. What kind of ridiculous thing is that? Ridiculous. Anyway, that was going on over here. He's undercounted the whole time to save the people money. So, umidnizu, kuli alma. Everybody went to hide. Nobody's there. Nobody's around. So, kiasu, amalei, miman navi. Where do you want me to get money from? It's a very, very small town over here. There's very few people in this town. How much money do you want me to collect? How much can I squeeze out of these people? Look at so few people. Anyway, kinoach nafshe, when he was on his deathbed, this Rabbi Avoh's father. Is it Avoh's father? Rabzera's father. Rabzera's father, I'm sorry. When Rabzera's father was on his deathbed, amalei, shakulu trace tlesar moi, take the $13, the tzairi li, the sidinoi, that I have wrapped up in my you know, kerchief, the hajule liplanya, and give them back to so-and-so, I took it from him, but I never needed to use it. So the Yad Ramah says, that must be that he once went around to collect the money for the taxes, and he did, for whatever reason, he didn't get it from this guy. And then he got it later. And then, by that time already, the king already took the tax, and he said, okay, you're done. So he had the money, he didn't know what to do with it. So maybe you never know in the future, I might need it, whatever. Now he's on his deathbed, so he said, give it back. So you see what kind of honest man he was. So the Meiri says, he's dealing with the Machuzadina. How can he play games? How can he play games? He's dealing with the Machuzadina. So the Meiri says, here, there was no set amount that was required. Very funny answer. No set amount that was required. So if there's no set amount that was required, he doesn't have any duty to give anything. So to undercount was not a problem. He's dealing with the Machuzadina. What? Yeah, that's what he says over here. We call makom kan adayin lo nikva haskum shalom hamas. The ain shayach lomer dealing with mechusadina. And so it was mutter to undercount the people. Okay. Next. Amr of Shimon. Betchilo hayikarid osan asufe shviyas. Originally, they called the people that were involved in Shemitah the gatherers of shviyas. What does that mean? So, Mike Amar, what does that mean? Amar v'huda, hachik Amar. Here's what it means. B'tchila, originally, ha'yomrim, they used to say, asofe shviyas ksherin, those who gather shviyas on shviyas are kosher edim, sochrin psulim, the sellers of their puzzle. Okay? Now, why is it kosher? Why? Why are you gathering, why is it mutter to gather? Why is it mutter to gather Shemitah? Because, so the Yad Ramah explains, at the time they're gathering Shemitah, they have no intention of selling it. Which, this will come up a little later also. They didn't have intention to sell it. There might be an issue to gather Shemitah. You're allowed to eat Shemitah for yourself. For snack. You're just not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to work the land. So, that doesn't do anything wrong. But to go ahead and sell it, that's an Avera. Misharabu Mamtsiye Mos Laniyim, when they used to, well, what did people do? People got smart. They would pay Aniyim, the Ozli Aniyim, the Aniyim would go, the Osvu Lehu, they would gather the Shviyas, Umaisi, and they would bring it to these owners, and then the owners would sell it, so really it became a big scam. So Chazu Lomar, Echadzev Echadzev Psulin. Everybody's puzzle. Then even the gatherers of Shemitah are puzzle. Kashuba B'nei Rechava, the Bnei Rechava had a kasha on this pshat. This pshat makes no sense. Why? Because the Mishnah said, Mishirabu ha'anasim. What does ha'anasim have to do with this story? Hi, Mishirabu ha'anasim? Because they got forced? That's what the Mishnah said. When they got forced, they changed the rule. No one's getting forced over here. They're pulling a fast one. They're using a niyam as a shill. Got forced? It should say, Mishirabu ha'tagar mibarlik. It should say, when the tagar, when the merchants increased, started making business out of shviyas, they started to make the change the rule. Ella hizadin. Originally they said, Echadzeh, V'echadzeh Psulim. Nobody, anybody that touches Shemitah, you're already suspicious as a guy, as a someone who puts money ahead of the truth. Right away you're suspicious. Mishrabu ha'nasim, when the government started to force people to produce money, land, produce produce, they demanded a certain amount every year. Right? Umaniyu, and what is that? Arnona, the king. The king demanded every year a certain amount from every field. Even if it's a seventh year, they don't care about Shemitah, they're Goyim. And it's not Harag Vayava. It's not Harag Vayava, what are you supposed to do? Uke of Yanai, like of Yanai announced, Puku, Vizaru, Vishvias, Mishum Arnona. It's okay to go and do Shemitah for the king. Why? Because if you don't, you're going to get killed. And it's hard, not hard vayavor. It's not one of the big three. So you work on the land. You're sure what can you do? Otherwise you're going to get killed. So that's mutter. Chazru lomar, asufei ksherin. The sufeis are kosher. Socherin, if you're a seller, then you still puzzle. You don't have to sell. You don't have to sell it. You have to give whatever you have to the king. That's fine. That you're allowed to do. There's a heter of pikuach nefesh. But just to go sell it, that you can't do. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Puku v'zaru b'shvius. You see the Rashi? You see it there? What does Rashi say? Shvius bizman hazed d'rabanan. Shvius nowadays is d'rabanan. The batla kedushas ha'aretz. Because the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is batal. What's Rashi saying? Right? So, Tosva says, what Rashi means to say is, what kind of heter is it? According to Rashi, according to the way Tosva explains Rashi, there was no pikuach nefesh over here. No pikuach nefesh over here. I'm not going to kill you. I'm not going to kill you. Maybe they'll take your field away. So, what kind of reason is that not to be Mekai in the midst of Shemitah? Because you're going to lose your money? It's not a reason. Right? It's not a reason at all. You hear? So Rashi comes along. No, it's only Derabanan. So it's only Derabanan. So in a time of monetary loss, Derabanan did not make a zera. That's Rashi. You hear? The Piskei Rid says that even if it's Doraisa, it could have led to Pekuach Nefesh. So if they could throw them in jail, they would die away over there, they would be rot away. So then it is Pekuach Nefesh. So Rashi didn't seem to hold like that. The Rashi seemed to hold, oh, they're Pekuach Nefesh, they're going to kill you. They're going to take your land away from you. So, it's not a reason. Right, the halacha is, you have to give away all your money not to violate a Doraisa. So the answer is, no, it's only Dorabanan. Dorabanan, we don't have that rule. Okay, that's what Rashi points out, it's Dorabanan. Okay, fascinating story coming up. Ruchia Barzar Nuki, Virshimon Ben Yehotzadok, these two people, have ka'azli la'aber shana ba'asya. They went to go be ma'aber the shana in Asya. It's a big machlokas. If they went to be ma'aber the shana there, or they went there to check out whether they should be, it doesn't make a difference. Anyway, pagabuhu Rish Lakish. On the way, they bump into Rish Lakish. They bump into Rish Lakish. That's one of the reasons why they say they weren't going to be ma'aber the shana. They were going to go see if they should for next year. What's the story? You're right. It was a Shemitah year, so we don't remember Abba the Shana. That's why it's difficult to say what they were doing. But however, later on in the story, it's going to say they went up into the attic to discuss it, which implied they were going to do it. So it's a difficult Gemara. Anyway, Itbal Bahadaihu. Rish Lakish wanted to go along because he wanted to learn what are the criteria for being Ma'abra the Shana. So he wanted to hang along, tag along to see what they're doing. So Amar Ezel Ichze Hechi Avdi Avurit Uvda. I want to go see what you guys do. I want to go see. Chazil Lehu Gavra, they saw a guy, the Kakariv. There was a guy that was plowing his field. Right? He was plowing his field. Amalahen, Rish Lakish says to this guy, Rish Lakish says to the other two Rabbanim, Kohen, the Choresh. He's a Kohen, and he's being Choresh. Why are they calling him a Kohen? So we're going to see in a few minutes that Kohanim were Choshud on Shavius. So Rish Lakish says to his two Chaverim, this guy's a Kohen, and look at this, he's being plowing during Shemitah. Amru Lo, the two Rabbanim say to Rish Lakish, Yachal Lomar, the guy could say, Agiston ani besocho, the king made me do it. I don't want to violate the rules of Shemitah, but like we just said, the king said, I have no choice. Rashi says, Agiston, Sachir. The karka shel nachrihu, it belongs to a guy. Tosfos said it's an impossible shot. Even if it belonged to a guy, it would not be a heter, whole heter bechir issue. Tosfos said it's impossible. Second shot, inami or, Bishem Arnona. It was the king. Sachro, bal, habayis, lachrosh. He forced the guy to plow. What do you want from this guy? Su Chaziel Ahu Gavra. Later on, they see another guy. Dahave Kosach Bekarmi. He was pruning his vines. Amalahen. So Rish Lakish again says, Kohen Vizener. He's a Kohen, and he's pruning. And by the way, it's Shemitah. Amalahen, so the two of them say, Yachal Lomar, he could have said, La'akal beis abad ani tzarech. I'm pruning the vines, not to improve the vines. I'm doing it to be able to make a net, so to catch the grapes. Some whole long story. But I'm not doing it for Shemitah purposes. Amalahem, so Rish Lakish says, Halev Yodea, only Hashem knows. Im La'akel, if he's doing it to really make a net for his beis abad, for his wine press, im la'ak laklos, or if he's doing it to violate the mitzvah. Right? Only Hashem knows. We don't know. Now, a few things to say over here. The first question that we have to answer is, why didn't they ask him, what are you doing? What are you doing? Just ask him, what are you doing? You know, Shemitah, what are you doing? Are you being forced because of the king? Are you being over the Aveira? Why don't you ask him? Why didn't they ask him? Simple question. Why did they just ask him? What? They want to embarrass him, right? So the Yad David says, the reason they didn't ask him is because they were very in a rush to go be Ma'abed the Shana, which raises the question, well, it's such a rush, they couldn't stop to ask him. That's his answer. We'll get to a bunch of answers in a minute. Have him over here. There's like four answers to this question. The Chassam Sofer says, since Bizman Azeh Shmita was the Rabbanon, they figured that it's better to be a Shogin, right? Mutav Shi Shogin Val Yumazidin. If I tell him something, he doesn't listen, now already doing it Bemazin. For the Rabbanon only, we'll let him be a Shogin. Better for him to be a Shogin. We're not going to say anything. Say anything, it's not going to make it worse. Why? What if he won't listen? So let him be a Shogin. That's the Chassam Sofer's answer. The Chedushe Radal says, that they did ask him. And since he was a sakhir, and he was hired, because he's working for the king, he doesn't have a right to answer. He's not wasting his time from the king's money and the king's time to go answer, to talk to Rabbanim. Not doing that. That's the second answer. The Sanhedrin Katana says like this. The reason they didn't ask him was because Rish Lakish didn't say anything till later. They're walking by. Rish Lakish watches this guy plowing during Shemitah. He looks at the two Rabbanim. They also see this guy plowing during Shemitah. They don't say a word. No one says a word. So Rish Lakish thought to himself, if they're not saying anything, it must be there's an excuse. I'm not going to say anything now. Later he said to them, by the way, was that a problem? Like, why didn't you... So they didn't ask him, because Rish Lakish kept quiet. Okay? Good? Those are the answers. Now, the question is, it's a fascinating question. Why didn't Rish Lakish be down on the Kaskos? Why didn't down on the Kaskos? Right? And down on the Kaskos. They gave Schos. Why was it down on the Kaskos? What's the answer, Maki? What do you mean? Aren't is the guy the Kohen and he's plowing through Shemitah? No. Maybe he's working for the king. We asked that question already. Why did they ask him?
Same thing.
What? No. What do you mean, same thing? What do you mean? Rish Lakish should have said, in Mistama, this guy must be, he must be being forced by the king. That's not what he said. He said to them, look at this, this guy's a Kohen, and he's being Chorish. They said, no, he's probably, it must be, he's what he calls. It must be he's being forced. They see the netting, look at this guy's pruning his things during Shemitah. Nah, it must be he's doing it for the other thing. He's not like that's supposed. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you don't have to be Dalek HaSchus if the weight of the scene you're observing tilts toward the bed. The Chofetz Chaim said. That's why it's a mistake in there. It's an absolute mistake. Read it to you inside. It says like this. The Chofetz Chaim says like this. Where is it? Um, Ubamakom, this is in Klal Gimel. Ubamakom shahadavar no de lakasfus, if something leans toward the kasfus, bevade usr al pidin, ladunu lakav chova. That's for sure usr. Right? A guy does a mitzvah, he turned it into a bad thing, that's for sure is usr. Right? A guy does it, clearly it's a good thing, and you twist it now, you don't understand. Let me tell you, really, that's for sure usr. And then you go embarrass the guy, right? That's for sure awesome. Levaj avar zeh al betzedek tishpot amisecha. Right, you violate betzedek tishpot amisecha. And then he says, "Oh, lavar al zeh, alisur sipur lashon hara." It's also going to lead to speaking lashon hara, because if you twist everything the guy does into bad, right? Says the Berabim Chaim on the bottom, which is also the Chavetz Chaim. He says, "I'm sorry. I read too long. Here's the point. Klal v'da od klal gadol v'kibud v'dan elu." If you see somebody do something, he does something, either it's adon lamakom or adon lachaveiro. V'yesh lishpot davar rehu maseh l'tara tov l'taras chus, and you can judge it favorably. If he's a God fearing man, it's chayav l'dibros l'chas chus. You're required to do that. Even if it's a little funny, even if it's a little suspicious. Even if it's a little leaning toward, I don't know about that, you still have to go out of your way to be judging lakav schos. Vim hu min abeinanim, if he's a regular person, asher yizaru min hachet, and he tries to do a good job with his life, but on the once in a while, he kash lubo, and he stumbles like everybody, never met anybody who didn't stumble. Im hasafek shakol, if it's 50-50, tzarech lahatos hasafek olachwil lakav schos. You have to judge the kaskos. Moshav Chazal, like Chazal say, Hadonos Chaveru Lekaskos, Hamakim Medinu Lekaskos. If you judge Lekaskos, Hashem will give you the benefit of the doubt as well. Behu Nifnas Bichlal Mamori Spark from Tzedek Tishpat Amisecha, and you fall into the category of someone who judges favorably. Vafilu Matavar Noti Yosel Lekaf Chov. Even if something is more probably difficult to justify, right? Nachon Maod. It's very nachon ma'od. Shehaya hadavar etzlo kemo safek. Try to treat it like a safek. Va'ayach ri'uhu lakat chova. Don't say it's a chov. Says the Berabayim Chaim. That's the Rebbeinu Yonah. However, he says, v'nirali shekavanaso lemid de tova. It's only lemid de tova. The alma. V'lo mitad adim. Tana halacha. The halacha is you don't have to do that. It's a very good advice. The halacha is you don't have to do it. Why? Story of Rish Lakish. Why didn't Rish Lakish judge the kaskos? The answer is because it leaned toward, it was very suspicious. It leaned toward Lakav Chov, gave no obligation.
Because he was a Kohen who it leaned towards.
Because he was a Kohen, and because he was doing an act that was an Isser. Therefore, right away it's a Kav Chov. You're under no obligation to try to do mental gymnastics to find yourself why it was okay. What? So the Kahanim were Chashar on Shvi'is.
Exactly. So you lumped them all together too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Also Lashon Hara.
Why?
You can't just lump people together because it has to be majority, so this guy's also one.
But he was also doing the Maisa. So he wasn't just Duchening and Shul. Oh, that guy's a guy's with Shvi'is. What do you mean? He's Duchening. What do you want from the guy? No. I saw the Kohen and he's working on Shemitah. So what am I going to do now? Nah, he was really, he's only doing it because he wants to make a net? I mean, come on. It's very, very unlikely. If it's unlikely, you have no chiyuv to go out of your way to try to be the limits close to the guy.
Not chiyuv, but that's what we do.
What?
You have to have a
chiyuv
to do it.
So why didn't Rish Lakish do it? So the Chalak HaSidon asked that question. What?
That's a good question.
And the answer, you want to hear his answer? You're not going to believe his answer. His answer, so why didn't Rish Lakish do it? Right? What does the Chavetz Chaim say? The Chavetz Chaim says that Mikra did, you don't have to do it. Right. However, here's the quote, Bishasidus. He says, it's a mitzvah ba'alma. It's a mitzvah ba'alma. Right? It's a mitzvah to do it, you don't have to do it. If you don't do it, you're going to get an X mark in Shemayim? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You don't have to do it. However, it's a nice thing to do.
Exactly.
It's a nice thing to do. He writes it in the negative. On the top, he writes, Nochon ma'od shahayadover etzlo kumo safek. Try to treat like a safek. You have to, you don't have to do that. Is it the right thing to do? Is it the better thing to do? Yeah. So why didn't Rosh Lakish do it? So the Chalkish
Pinyon. He didn't say Yisrael of Zemar. By assuming in the first place that this guy's a Kohen, he didn't know that.
Right. So listen to this. Listen to what the Chalkish Pinyon says. The Chavetz Chaim has two stories.
She's not finding this whole story funny.
He has two stories to prove his point. The first story is some story in Baba Metzia, that I and Hey. The second story is this one with Rish Lakish. So the Chalkas Benjamin Erech, the Chor Rakasha. Bishlam Allah, so Shaya Choresh, Yeshlam Ashay Benini. Aval Rabchia Bar Zayune, Vereshivani Hatzada, Vaditam Chacham Nino. They were for sure talking to Chachamim, these people that was Rish Lakish. The Dama Laihu Hayamachse Rabbeinu, the Erech Dan Osam Rish Lakish Lachov. How can Rish Lakish judge him unfavorably? Doesn't Rish Lakish in that category of tzaddikim? Umash don otom lachov yesh lomar. So why did he do it? Yesh lomar the sviur lei the havelahu laayin bedavar ulavar im emes oved sadehu b'shvius ohayis the sade akum umedol chashul asas ki tzav Rish Lakish shalak piduhu karoy alchil shvius umshemachi karoy tzav chashudin al shvius. I think what he's saying is, since nobody went out of their way to go try to verify the facts, that it was okay to judge on Lakaf's Chov. So I think he's saying. Rashi says. Then he says, V'yesh lefarish, listen to this, Derish Lakish, v'nei shelo chashu lebar hadavar, since he didn't try to verify the facts, v'gam hachorish atzmo yesh lomer shema shedon oso lechov, lab mishem mishenoh loto lechov. El bnei shah, listen to this. El bnei shah ish zar etzlam. It's a total stranger. Shaloh hayim akir moso lebeinili olu Russia. They had no idea who this guy is. Lebeinili is he Russia? They had no idea. Rak ve'ewal derech. They just saw a guy in the street. Uba kahay gavna leka chiyav ladun lekasachos. No such chiyav. Not even a mina tova. You see a total stranger? When do we say these dinim? It's someone that you know.
So I didn't know that he's a Kohen.
What?
I don't know.
Ukamosh gave Rabbeinu b'psicha ased gimel da Rambam pirush haMishnayos avos perak alef mishnah vav. You hear what he's saying? Total stranger, you have no chiyuv. The total stranger in the street, you have a chiyuv? No. If it's someone you know, someone in shul, and they do a questionable thing, and it can go either way, and maybe you lean a little bit toward the kaf chov, try to go anyway to find the limits of the guy. Total stranger. Very interesting. Okay. The best I can do. There's no other Purushim I know of on the Chavetz Chaim. This is one I saw in Beagle Eyes. Sephardi wrote a Purush. I don't have it. So it means it's Tarachin a little bit. But, right? Okay. So you have anything to add?
No, there's nothing wrong, but he's knocking not only the guy, he's also knocking the two Tamei the Chacham.
Right.
Which is also a bigger problem.
Right, we're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to get to that. The story's not over. Hi, Amar Bereisha. Now, which story happened first? Did the story of the plowing happen first, or did the story of the netting happen first? Ilema hai kamaisa. If you tell me that the story of the way it's written happened first, then I'm a lu Bereisha. Hanami lema gisani besalcho. Then why didn't they give the second answer? The same thing. Why didn't they give the second answer? Well, listen, he's working for the king. Why didn't they give that answer? Ella, hi, Amal Liberation. It must be that the second story happened first. Fahada Amal Huach. And then the second story, then the first story happened second. And then they gave his excuse about he's a king. He's working for the king. And by the way, so then Yehoyada says, then why is it written out of order? So why don't they come out right in the order it happened? Why not? So he says, because the first story was the one that really bothered Rish Lakish. I don't think the other way around, no? That's the one that really bothered Rish Lakish. It really got under his skin that the guy was being doing an isser.
Oh, what's one you can make an excuse for? Easier to make an excuse for
Right, that's exactly his point. So that's exactly what Benny Hudson says. Therefore, Rish Lakish, that's why the first story is written first, even when it happened second, because it bothered Rish Lakish more. Okay. Maishna Kohen, what are you picking on Kahanim for? What are you picking on the poor Kahanim Nevich? Misham, the Chashidi Ashviyas. Because they're Choshed on Shviyas. Why are they Choshed on Shviyas? I don't know. Ditnan. Saw Truma, Shnafla, Lemeya, Tzin Shal Shviyas. If a Saw of Truma fell into a Saw of Shviyas, the halacha is Tala. What you do is, Saw of Truma fell into a saw of Shvius, Tala, the Truma becomes bottle. Why? Because it's bottle. Pachas Mikan, but if it's less than that measure, Yarkivu, the whole thing has to rot away. Why? Because it's not bottle, and only Kahanim can eat that. So you have to just let it go rot away. Lavinan ba. Amai Yarkivu. Why did it let it rot away? In Kureno, the Kohen would make Truma. Sell it to a Kohen. You have to make it cheap. You have to make it cheaper, by the way, because Truma costs less than regular food, because there's less demand, because there's less Kahanim. So why does it do that? So the Gemara says, Chutz mit Meosa Saw, except for the value of that Saw. That Saw you can't charge, because it has to be given for free. So you're going to charge for 99 Saw, or 98 Saw, because it has to be less than 100. It wasn't bottle. Right? So everybody asks, well, how can you engage in business with Truma? How can you engage in business with Shvius? So that's not a kasha. A one-time deal, some say you're allowed to. Some say if you took extra, if you took it yourself, you have too much, then you also feel like you're allowed to sell it. So you can get around that problem. So I'm Rav Tiyah, to Ula, so it's the merest. Natural Kahanim al Shvius. That's what we say. We don't do it. You know why? Because we don't trust them. The Kahanim are very suspicious. We don't trust the Kahanim when it comes to Shemitah. Amru, Turduhu Deen. This Rish Lakish is a real, how do they translate Turdu? He's very argumentative. We don't want him around over here. He's driving crazy. He's bothering everybody. He's making such problems. Right? Turduhu Deen. Kimatu Lahat, listen to this. Kimatu Lahasim, when they come to the place where they're going to decide if they're going to be Abed Hashanah or not, Saliku Leigra, Sulfei Ladagam Mitusei. They climb up to the roof and they take the ladder away. So Rish Lakish can't get up there with them. So Rish Lakish is stuck down there, right? Also, look at Rav Yochanan. Listen to this story. Rish Lakish comes to Rav Yochanan. Amalei, b'nei Adam, ha-chashudin al Shvius. If someone is chashud on Shvius, k'sheir l'ab Roshana, are they chashud on Abba Roshana? He accuses these two chachamim of being chashud on Shvius because they didn't say anything to the guy. You hear this? This is the God of Rish Lakish talking. These two that would not say anything to this guy, try to provide excuses for him. He accuses Rabbi Yochanan. You know, they're chashud on Shvius, these two. Before even Rabbi Yochanan has a chance to answer, he says, no, look, kasha. It's not a kasha. Me doesn't have a shloshu roi bakar. It's just like, it's no different than three shepherds. These two are no different than three amaratim. The Rabbanan, achash v'nuhu samach. The Rabbanan can rely on what they say. We can rely on a monkey also. What's the difference? No different than any three amaratim. Vahada amar, lo dami. No, it's not the same thing. Hashem over there, Hador Emu Rabbanan v'avru lehu shaita. Over there, listen, these guys are Pashada guys, so they speak about what the criteria for being Abed Hashanah are, and we'll use their expertise. But over here, Hacha Kesher Rishayim, this is a band of Rishayim. The Kesher Rishayim ain't a minion, and Kesher Rishayim we don't count at all. Amar Rav Yochanan Da'aka Rish Lakish crossed the line. Call them a Kesher Rishayim. That's already too far. Cross the line. How they train a Da'aka?
This is distressful.
That you crossed the line. Can't call them that. Call them a bunch of Rishayim. Right? It's a little crossing the line, no? Listen to this. Kiyasa l'kameh Rav Yochanan. When those two chachanim come to Rav Yochanan, Amrulei, Karilan Roy Bakar, V'lo Amalei Ma'al Almidi, he called us Roy Bakar, he didn't stand up for an out of defense? So what about the fact that he called him Rishayim? So the Rishayim, they didn't know he said that. They didn't know Rish Lakish said that. Had they known Rish Lakish said that, but Yochanan did stand up for his defense for that. He did say, listen, that's Rish Lakish, he crossed the line. But when they called him Roy Bakar, Rish Lakish didn't say a word. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say a word. So Amalu, Vikar, Lechu, Roy, Tom, Mayan, Minalei. What, and if he would have called you, if he would have given you a lesser insult, then I would have also said something. In other words, when a guy's blowing off steam, what are you supposed to do? Say something in the middle. I let him talk. Guy had a blow off steam, I let him talk. We crossed the line, I said something. What? No, Rish Lakish did. Rish Lakish said it. Before you even answer, I know the answer already. They're a bunch of Roy Bakar. Right? Rely on Roy Bakar. Rely on them. No different. Bunch of Amaratim. Right? And they said, you know what? They're even worse. They're a bunch of Rishayim. So Rav Yochanan said, oh, now you crossed the line.
So he knew these people.
Yeah.
And he made comments about them.
Right.
And we don't see anything about him in the Zechon Conference here, but with a total stranger, it's okay.
Right.
And then they mention the fact that they insulted him by taking him away to Atlanta.
I know.
I mean, they made him feel bad.
I know. Okay, now, we have a whole long agarata over here. Mike, what, you okay? This story needs a hezber, no? The story needs a big hezber.
The whole
oven needs a big, huge hezber, the story. The story needs a big hezber, right? What? No. No. It's so funny how the Chavetz Chaim will pull teeth out of this story to pick one halacha, and he ignores every other insult that went on. It's amazing. Well, it's amazing that right? So many insults going on back and forth. One thing he mentioned about being down the chavchos. My kesher b'shoy. What?
That's the crux of the whole thing.
Right. The crux of the whole thing is that, yeah, but like Mr. Freud said, and everything else wasn't down the chavchos.
That's how started. That's the down the chavchos.
Look at the snowballs into.
Right.
Once you go down that path.
Right.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Very wise. My Kesher Rishayim. What's the story here of Kesher Rishayim? Shevna Hayadarish Beklesa Rabuse. Shevna was some Talmud Chacham in the time. He wasn't a Talmud Chacham, he was actually an evil person. He had 13,000, 130,000, whatever he had, students. And Chizkia, the king, have a Darish Bechad Sarabasa. He had only 1,000, or how much is that? 110. And what do you have over here? 300 and something thousand? 130 to 110. Okay. Kiyasa Sancheirev, when Sancheirev came to Aleha to Yerushalayim, and he came to put a siege on Yerushalayim, so Kasav Shevna Piska, Shevna wrote a letter, Shada Begira, he attached it to an arrow, and Shevna Visiata Hushlimu, Shevna and his Chevra wants to make peace with you, Vichiske Visiata Loashim, but the king and his Chevra did not want to make peace with you. Shenemar, like it says in a pasuk, this pasuk is in Tehillim. It has nothing to do with anything, but they darshan it to mean Kihini Harisham Yidruchun Keshes Konanuchitam Al Yesha Hakam Mestase Chizkia. Chizkia was afraid. Amar, he said, Dilma Chas V'Shalom Nati Yadaiti Da Kadosh Baruch Hu Basar Ruba. Maybe Hashem will agree with the Rov. Shevna's got more Talmidim than me. Maybe he'll agree with the Rov. Given the Ruba Mimsirei Inunami Mimsirei. Since the Rov want to cave in, I'll also have to cave in. But Navi Amalot, and Navi came and said, no, lo tomrin kesher l'chalasha yomar ha'amazeh. Kesher, kloma, kesher rishayim hu. Nah, they're a bunch of rishayim. The kesher rishayim ain't a minion. That's the whole reason why the story's here. There are kesher rishayim, they don't count. Holach, lachatzov lo, kever, the kivrei beis David. Shevna comes to dig himself a grave in the kivrei beis David. It's a huge slap in the face. You're being more of a malchus. Like, I deserve to be buried here with the kings. But Navi Amalot, malacha po, milacha po. What are you doing here? You're making a kever. What's the matter with you? What are you doing here? Hine Hashem metaltalacha taltalo gever. Hashem will make you a wanderer. Amarav tiltula de gavra kashi mid itza. The wanderings of a man are worse than the wanderings of a woman. Vetecha ata, and you'll have a different klala. Amar Yosef Rabbi Chanina melamed shaparcha bo tzaras. He got tzaras. Ksev hacha, it says over here. Vetecha ata, but ksev hasam by tzaras. It says al safam yate. Another klala tznuf yitznufacha tznufa kadur. El Eretz Rechavos Yadayim Tanya Hayabikesh Kolon Beis Adonav. He wanted to bring a downfall to the kingdom. Lafikach Nepach Kvodo Lekolon. So his own kavod had a downfall. Kavinafik Iu Asa Gavriel Achte Ladasha Ape Mishriyasa. When he wanted to leave and go surrender to Tzachayrev, Gavriel came and didn't let anyone else leave. He went out by himself. So Amrulei Mishrasiyacha Hecha. So the Tzachayrev said to Shevna, "No, where's the rest of your entourage? Where's the rest of the nation that you said is going to capitulate?" Amr Hadrubi, it must be they left. Amrulei, Imke, Achuzika Machachas, that you're making fun of us? What kind of surrender is this? One person surrendered? So, listen to this. Nakvuhu Be'akvav, they bore holes into his heel. Vitalu Be'znaves Huseim, and they put his heel, the hole, through the tail of a horse. And they galloped over thorns and thistles. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Shevna Bal Hana Haya. He was a Bal Hana. Ksiv Hacha Lech Bal Asochen Azeh, V'ksiv Hasam V'tilo Sochenes. That was by David Melech, that he got a Sochenes to warm him up. So you see that Shevna was a Bal Hana. Ki Hashtos Yiharsun Tadik Ma Paul. It's a Pasuk in Tehillim also. Rav Yehuda Rav Eina. 3-way machlokas how to read this pasuk. Chai, number one says, Ilu chizki v'siyata neherasim. If chizki and his chevra will fall, tadik ma'pol. Tadik means Hashem. What can Hashem do? The chai, number one says like this. Ilu beis hamikdash yaharis. If the beis hamikdash will fall, tadik ma'pol. What will Hashem do? V'ul amar, ilu machshavos, v'shal also rasha, eden neherasos. If the designs of that evil one, Shevna, would not be destroyed, tadik ma'pol, what would the tadik do? Now, Bishlam Ulamandamar Ilamakshavos Shalosa Rasha Hanu Diksiv Kiashtos Yarsun. Ulamandamar Besha Mikdash Nami. That word makes sense because the word means destruction. Ditnan also to say that it means the Besha Mikdash, Evan Haisa Sham, was in the Vimarishan, there was a stone in the Kodesh Kedusha from the olden days, Vishtiya Haisa. It was called Evan Ashtiya. Nikres. El Madar Chizki Visiato, but if you're talking about Chizkiya, Hechan Ashkechan Tzadike to Iker Shisos. Where do you find a Tzadik called that word? To say that the reference was to Chizkiya, where do you find a Tzadik being called that? To Chizkiya, like it says, Ki Lashem Betuki Eretz, V'yashe Tzalayim Tevel. Ibai Tema, or Mehacha, from here, Haflia Eitza Higdil Toshia. Amr of Chanan, Lamanik Vishma Toshia. Why is it called Toshia, which means support? Bibnesha he mateshes kocho shel adam, because it sort of makes a person weaker. Davaracher Toshia shenisna bechashai, that the Torah was given in chashai, it was given in secret, even though it wasn't given in secret at all. It was given in secret. What does that mean? Bibnesha Satan. Satan shouldn't know that the Torah was given, because if once the Torah is given, Satan has much more time than Klal Yisrael. You have a Torah now. Davaracher Toshia dvarim shel tohu. That the Torah is considered things of tohu. Why? Sha'olam mitoshi etzalayim. And the world is supportive of them. It's called tohu because it's just words. It's just Torah, it's just words. It's not substantive, it's just words. Amar ula, machshava mo'elas afil divrei Torah. If someone has bad thoughts, then what does this mean? What? If you're worried about your parnasa, right?
Then
you can forget divrei Torah. Shenemar made for machshavas arum v'lot hasena yidayim toshia, right? Okay. The Rashi says, okay. Amar Rabba imoskin l'shma einim oelas. If you do l'shma, don't worry about it. Shenemar Rabbas machshavas belavish v'tas Hashem hi sakum at eitz shiyesh bo Hashem hi sakum l'olam. Fine. Amar Yehuda emesai. Amar Biavo, Amar Belazar, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That the only time you're not allowed to be a Masachim Bekuvia is if it's the only thing you do. But if you have another profession, it's not a problem. I don't understand. That is mutter, unless, Tosa says, you also have to have the money on the table. So that everyone can see the money, then it's not a problem. But if it's not your main job, and the money's on the table, it's not a problem. We'll have a little shiur, I don't know. I don't know. So Rabbi Yehuda says, look at the Tosafot Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the machshir, it's kosher, b'shiyesh lo umnis, below who? You have another job. V'chein halacha, the metachli b'kuvya, lav asmachta, it's not asmachta. V'davka kishemos shneim al adaf, as long as the money's on the table. Shekorin ish kibir, balaz. Shamakam koni, lemi shaharevach, liktos hamos, so that everyone can be koni what you see on the table. Aval osam ha-mesachkin ba'amona, I feel, fine, so I don't know. Tosa says, we don't pass on it. We pass on Rabbi Yehuda, it's only if you don't have any other job. If you have another job, once in a while you want to, I don't know.
Amar Ravah, Amar Belazar. Kulon tzrichin achraza bebezin. All these lowlifes need a achraza in bezin that they're disqualified. Roeh, pligi bar vachar ravin. Achad amar boy achraza. Achad amar lo boy achraza. Bishol vand amar lo boy achraza. Ay, then if you don't need achraza, hanad amar vudam arav, stamro apostle. El rado boy achraza, my stamro apostle. What does that mean, the stamro is apostle? We never made a achraza. So Gemara says, the mistama machwizin ala. No, mistama, we had a, what's it called? We had a achraza. Hayim atana, there was once a gift, davi chasim ala tre gazlanin. There were two gazlanin that signed on that gift, the star to give a gift. Sever of papal bar shmuel lachshurei. If Papa wanted to be machshir that, the lo achruz in alayim, there was never achruzza. Amalei Rava Mehida Beina Nachruzza Begazlan Darabanim Begazlan Daraisa Be Beina Nachruzza. What for Daraisa we need achruzza? Of course not. Okay. Simon Dover Arayis Ganav Amar of Nachman Ochli Dover Acher Posen Leedus. If you get supported from a guy, if you take the duck from a guy, you post the Leedus. That's what the Gemara says, right? Why? Because it shows how low you'll go that you put money over even truth. Take the money from a guy? So the Gemara says, Hani mili b'for hesya. That's only in public. Avol b'tzina lo. Privately, what's the difference? B'for hesya na'im lo mo'an el de'ef shalei la'asmini b'tzina. And also, it's no good in public if you could have taken it in private. The kamavazin afshay b'for hesya. And you go and belittle yourself and do it in public. Avol lo ef shalei chiyusu. If you have no choice, what are you supposed to do? Starve? Amar of Nachman, ha'choshel al harayis, koshel edus. If you choshel on harayis, it's okay, you're koshel edus. Why? Amar of Sheshet, what do you mean? Ani mori arbar mekasvei v'kosher? What, a guy is waiting to get whipped from being involved in harayis, and he's koshel to be an aid? What? So Amar Rava, umodar of Nachman, le'inyan edus isha shu pasal. At least for edus isha, you're for sure pasal. Right? Amar Avina, Vitamer of Papa, Lomer la Fuka. That's only if you give testimony to take her out of the marriage. Aval Yule, but to take her into the marriage, less lambot. That's okay. So if you come to give aid, if you're chashed on Ashish, you have a reputation of being a real, real low person when it comes to this thing, but you come to give aid that this husband's still alive and she's still married, that will accept. What do you mean by that? If to say the husband's dead, now you can go after her, that's your chashed. But to say he's still alive, that's okay. So Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that obvious? Listen to this. Amadim, I would think, Hadifala. No, you'd rather that she's a married woman. Why? Dechiv, Mayim Gedovim Yimtaku. Because stolen waters are sweet, so it's much better to be a risky type of person and to play that kind of game and to have him be married. And therefore, it's much more excitement than to have her be single. I would think that. Kamash Malan, I would think that. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Why? Dekama dekai mahachi, shchichalei. Because the more access you have to her, the much easier it is. I would have thought that, right? Asks the Aruch Haner, bomb kasha. But if it's not true, then what kind of mayim gedovim yimtaku is there? If you're a liar, you made the whole thing up. You really said she's really married. Why'd you say that? Because it's much more exciting. But you know it's not true. No, you're a liar. So what kind of mind do you have in trouble with there? Right? You hear the kashas? Bomb kashas. Say answers. That's what people will do. It's unbelievable musr. They'll make up a lie that she's married just to go through the excitement trappings. You hear this? She's not even married. The whole thing is a lie. But you'll say it's true. Why? That's much more exciting. The mind do you have in trouble. You hear this? And Kamash Malone, we don't say that.
Right, I think we could stop over here. We'll stop over here. V'amr of Nachman. Okay? Everyone have a good day.